I forgot one announcement I want to make, and that's Thursday night they've asked me to come down to Faith and teach on the dress and hair question. Y'all don't want to go along, do you? But I noticed some results of last weekend's service, and I thank God for it. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right? Praise the Lord.
Glory, glory. Oh, that sounds all right. Wish I could be here. I'd like to go hear him, wouldn't you? Why don't you go? Praise the Lord. Why don't you go? Thank God. I still believe in men looking like men, acting like men. I still like to see women look like women and act like women.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Bible's just too plain on it. All right, okay. I'm not going to say no more if I can help it. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Well, it's good to be here, but we've got to go home next week. We've been gone 3 weeks. And I had 72 absent this morning, so I got to be home next weekend. Oh, Lord. Amen. The old cat's away, the mice will play, they tell me. Amen. We got a fine church, fine group of people. And I think they like me. If they don't, they sure a bunch of hypocrites. Or they sure do put on a lot. But we have a great time. And we're trying to reach a big city for God. And it isn't easy. But we're going to be found trying till the Lord comes. That's right. Amen. It's good to see you here. Good to see this good crowd. A lot of you I know, some of you I don't know, but thank God we're going to make it anyhow. We'll hold to God's unchanging hand.
Right.
Appreciate Brother and Sister Rutledge and their family. I've considered him as a friend of mine all these years. Thank all of you for praying for Mother. When I was here the last time, I'd give up on Mom. And I think a lot of other people did too. The doctor and the nurses did, but I tell you, when the Lord made that old woman, He must have found some good clay. I'm telling you. For she just won't quit. You know what, Brother Rutledge, I found out when I got home? I was telling Dan, or of course a lot of you know him, but Teeny. And I was telling him about it. And he said, you know what? He said, when I was down there last year in June on vacation, I visited her over at Davis Hospital. Said, Mama told me, said, you know what? I've served the Lord all these years, and I've tried to do right to the best of my knowledge. And I've asked Him to get me out of this old Davis Hospital. I don't know how He's going to do it, but He's going to do it, and He did. Now, I want you to know that's faith. Because then none of us think that that would ever happen, but it did. It sure did. So God can do anything. There is nothing impossible with God and those that believe Him. Let's say that together. That's Scripture. There is nothing impossible with God and those that believe Him. Oh, Lord, give us faith in God. Faith will still move mountains. Faith will still bring men and women to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, I'm just thankful to be here and feel the good presence of the Lord. Enjoy that good singing, my Lord, even from the juniors on up to the biggest. Keep up the good work and let's get ready to meet the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Would you like to stand with me while I read a portion of Scripture? I can't get away from this portion of Scripture. And this is God's family, God's people, whether you believe it or not, well, you're my brother and sister. Amen. I feel like I'm at home tonight. And I want to preach to you just like I do to my own folks. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Turn with us to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Ephesians 6. And I want to read you something that God really has placed on my heart. It says, starting the 6th chapter and the 11th verse, put on the whole armor of God.
Glory.
Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Right.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
right,
but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Right.
Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, say it,
stand.
And having done all to stand, say it, stand. Come on, and having done all to stand,
stand.
Ooh, glory. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, notice this 16th verse. Above all, come on, say it. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Woo!
Glory.
What a weapon. Come on, now let's do this all over again, this 16th verse. Come on, this is something.
Yes, it is.
You haven't had to use this, you'll have to use it, no doubt, this week.
That's right.
Above all, say it, come on, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Amen.
Will you pray? Oh Lord, as we have read these Scriptures tonight, we are just trembling lips of clay. But Lord, we feel this upon our hearts and upon our souls. Oh God, we're in the end time and we're trying to make it. And we know we cannot make it by ourselves. We've got to have you, Lord, to take us through, to hear you say, well done. Blessing on our this service tonight. And we shall ever praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Lord bless you. You may be seated. Thank God, thank God, thank God. I still don't know why I care what. Because I never can remember when I start. So just, well, throw it away. Amen. Lord bless you. But this tonight, I don't know, this has stirred me for some time. And I feel stirred about it tonight. Amen. It is not he that starts, but it's he that endureth to the end is the one that's going to be saved.
Bless God.
Amen. Amen. It's not the one that saith, Lord, Lord,
amen,
that is going to enter in, but it's he that doeth, doeth, doeth the will of our Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Oh, as James said, the Lord is not just looking for people that hear, but he's looking for somebody that'll do
the
word of the Lord. God, give us doers.
Right.
Amen. If you do very much for God, I'll grant you, you're going to have to do the biggest portion of it by faith.
Amen.
Faith is the substance of things sought for and the evidence of things not seen.
Sure.
Amen. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Build me some more platform out here.
I need a place to put my foot, face, and build some more platforms.
Hallelujah. Sure.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Sure.
God can make a way where there seems to be no way.
Absolutely.
The scripture we all quoted together just a moment ago, there is nothing impossible with God and those that believe Him.
Amen.
We've all been blessed enough that we should make it the rest of the way without another blessing, if needs be.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, to really get into this, to really say what I want to say tonight, I might try to jar you a little bit. Amen. Listen, we are a church that's built upon a tremendous experience. And I do not want to de-emphasize the experience, for it is great, it's real, and it's wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Because any time a fellow goes to church, I don't care who you are or where he came from, you sit and listen to the Word of God, and the Word of God is sown into your heart. My brother, that seed takes place there. It brings you to repentance. When you repent of your dirty sins and you know that the Lord's forgiven you, that is an experience. I'll never forget it. My Lord. It's wonderful to get rid of that load of sin. Hallelujah. Know that it's under the blood. But I tell you, when Oscar Vogel led wife and I out in the Atkins Lake, and old Horst Calloway followed us, out there in that lake in his only blue serge suit, I'd played in that lake, I'd fished in that lake, I'd swam in that lake, I'd boat ride in that lake. But brother, this was a different occasion. Amen. There was the glory of the Lord dancing upon that old water when that man baptized us in Jesus' name. That was an experience. I'll never forget that experience. Hallelujah. It's real and it's wonderful to get yourself baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Fact of business, there is no other way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I believe in it. I know you do too.
Sure.
But there are a lot of people in Pine Bluff that's never heard of Jesus' name baptism.
Right.
That's back.
Right.
You think you've got it saturated, but I got news for you. You haven't. You just think you have. That's we right. Get with it and tell them about it.
Them
about Amen. There are people in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, that's honest-hearted enough that if they knew the Bible taught Jesus' name baptism, they'd get baptized in Jesus' name this week.
All right.
They haven't done it because they haven't heard about it.
My Lord.
The reason they haven't heard about it is the preacher don't know about it. If he does, he won't tell them about it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
After old Brother Short got through praying with me and I got the Holy Ghost, amen, there was something about me, there was something in me. I couldn't hug a man's neck till the night I got the Holy Ghost. But there wasn't a man in that church didn't get his neck hugged. Why? The love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Now there was a love dumped down in my soul I'd never felt before. Hallelujah. Amen. What an experience. There is nothing wrong with the experience. For this experience of God in your heart and life will change you from a vile sinner and make you a child of God. He that's in Christ Jesus is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit to make us to know that we are the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, if you've been a cusser, God cleans up your mouth.
Amen.
You're
good.
Hallelujah. Lord. Let me get some of these wires straightened out. Hallelujah. Get tangled up there. Amen. He cleans up your mouth. You know how he cleans your mouth up? Amen. He don't take you somewhere and wash your mouth out with soap. That won't do a bit of good. Even if you lose old lye soap, that won't clean your mouth up. He's got to get your heart and clean up your heart. For from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks out. And when you get your heart made right, it cleans up your filthy mouth.
Amen.
That's a wonderful experience to take an old cusser and get him full of God and clean his mouth up. Isn't that right? Take an old gambler, drunkard, amen, a whoremonger and all that business Amen. And a liar and a stealer and a thief. Amen. When they come to God, their life is made anew. Amen. What an experience.
What an experience.
Nothing wrong with it. It's great, it's marvelous, it's wonderful.
Surely. Surely.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
But I've seen, and you have too, a lot of people that's come to the Lord down through the years and find this experience.
Thank God.
And today they're not walking with God.
Oh, Lord. Lord heaven. Lord heaven.
And I've heard people say this, those people didn't get the Holy Ghost I got, or they'd still be walking with God. Now, that's not so.
Bless God.
I don't think so. You've been to some of these altars and you've helped pray some of these people through. And you know they received the Holy Ghost. You know that. They lived for God. God blessed them. And you got blessed by them being blessed. Amen. But today they're not walking with God.
Oh, God.
Amen. There's a reason for that.
There's a reason
for that. I feel like there's a reason for that.
Sure.
I feel it's important that we know this. I've been partially guilty. I feel like Brother Rollins are not setting our people up for some of these things.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're living in the end time.
We are.
This is the most wicked generation that's ever been upon the face of the earth.
Right.
I believe the people of this generation are more wicked than they were in the days of Noah.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said that the imagination of their hearts was evil continually. And it repented God that he even had made man. God said, I'm going to destroy him from the face of the earth. But oh, he found a preacher of righteousness and gave him a plan of salvation. Oh, today this is a wicked age that we're living in.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Every pastor that I talk to, get a chance to talk to, of any reasonable length of time, they tell me they're never going through such stress and strain. Pastoring their churches that they're pastoring today. Why? Because there's so much temptation, so much stress, and so much perplexity upon their people. Why is that stress and perplexity upon those people? It's because of the wicked age and the wicked generation that we are living in. And it's trying to take its toll upon all those people. No doubt there is not a family in this congregation tonight that there's not some serious trouble somewhere throughout that family, all because of sin.
Right.
Huh? Oh, yeah. All
right. Right. That's the truth.
Amen.
Right.
Now, I think here's the key to our success and for us going through with God. He told us in putting on the spiritual armor to take us through. And he said, above all, taking the shield of faith,
right,
wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Uh-huh.
Dear Lord.
Praise.
Dear Lord. Faith, that shield of faith.
Hallelujah.
You ever seen boys in a corn cob fight in the barnyard?
Yeah.
My Lord, you've never been in a war. You're getting one of those. But I finally one day got me a garbage can for a shield. Man alive, I could walk out among those soaked corn cobs. Amen. And when they'd hit that old shield I had up there, man, I can make it. Huh?
Yeah.
God's got us a better shield than that.
Yeah.
That shield of faith. Faith. Faith.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something right now. We've been feeling a good and a marvelous spirit here tonight.
Sure, yeah.
Amen. When you get into a good revival, and all the powers of heaven begin to come down, and the glory of God begins to roll, oh, what a good time you're having. Amen, amen. It's easy to live for the Lord. Oh, yes, you're on cloud nine. You got it made. Wait till you get out there next week.
Yeah.
Old Jersey kicks the milk pail over.
Yeah.
Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's
right. Thank you. Milk just comes in a bottle. Yeah. I've had her to kick me plumb out of the milk stall.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Bucket and all.
Yeah.
That'll test your religion, brother. Amen. Amen. Did you ever get up to go to work or go to church and you run, jump in the car? It'd go, vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Dead battery.
Yeah.
And then if it would start, you'd start bumping off. Flat tire.
Yeah.
Amen. You're going to be at church, huh? You ladies that used to put the wash out on the clothesline, just as you got the last, that pretty white clothes hung up, the clothesline broke.
Yeah.
That honorary husband I told him to fix that clothesline. Huh? Some of you high-strung men have been used to eat biscuits a long time ago, and now it's toast. And you get up some morning sort of late for work, sort of tensed up, and Mama burns the toast. Huh?
Dear Lord.
I'm talking about temptations and trials.
You sure?
That's tribulation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, you've never had a tribulation like you have when you take one of them little boys and girls to the shopping center.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And they want this, and they want that, and they want this, and they want that. You offer them a quarter and they won't take it. If I can't have a dollar, I won't take nothing. And then because you won't give them a dollar, they fall out and have a fit right in the floor. Boy, now that's tribulation. Embarrassing the daylights out of you. You don't know what to do about it. Amen. We forgot a lot of that, didn't we?
Yeah. Bless God.
Now look, now I said all of that to get us down to serious things.
Yeah.
Really and truly, there's where the breaking point comes when people lose out with God.
Right.
Amen. After you've been blessed, God's thrilled you and filled you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you've just been blessed of God. You've been thrilled of God.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you run out here and there's a serious illness or a tragedy.
Right.
Somebody gets killed or mutilated. Amen. And all of a sudden here you are in a hospital room and you're up against this tragedy. You don't know what to do or which way to turn. And there's no Holy Ghost there right then sometimes to bless you and shout you. And you're not speaking in tongues. You don't feel the glory of God all over you. And then you've got to get a hold of something you don't know what to get a hold of. I'll tell you, brother, that's when we need to have faith in God. Amen?
Amen.
You think I'm on the right track tonight? Whether you believe it or not, I believe I am.
Sure.
Amen. I'm on the right track tonight.
Sure.
Faith is the thing that makes the difference.
Right.
Difference. By faith in God is what will take you through.
Right. My Lord, my Lord.
Brother Rummage, I know you've been through some of those spots. Hey, man, I've been through them. A lot of the rest of you have been through them.
Sure.
If we hadn't had faith in God, we'd have never made it. But we are here tonight because we had faith in God and His holy, infallible Word, and He took us through.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let me talk to you a little bit about the old father, Abraham.
Would
you let me tell you, little man?
Yeah.
Lord of mercy.
Amen.
Amen. I love Father Abraham.
Yeah.
You know, by faith, he made some vast moves for God.
Yeah.
That old man believed God and took God at His Word.
Right.
God promised him one time, made a covenant with him, said of the seed of thee, Abraham, as all nations of the earth is going to be blessed.
Right.
And there Sarah couldn't have a child.
That's the truth.
Amen. Sarah and Abraham didn't feel but children like a lot of people do today. A lot of people feel like God gives them children, He's cursing them.
Yeah.
And if they felt cursed if they didn't have children in those days.
Right.
So her womb was barren. And this is a covenant that God made with Abraham. Of thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. And there they didn't even have a child. You know how Abraham tried to help God out.
Yeah.
God don't need no help.
Yeah.
He didn't need it then. He don't need it today.
Uh-huh.
You try to help him, you're going to mess up. Just wait on him. Just wait on him. He'll come through. He'll come through in time.
Yeah, he will.
So, you know what happened with Hagar and all that business. But after Abraham had got old and stricken in age, Sarah had done past the age of bearing children. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. God says it's going to happen. Abraham told Sarah about it, and she laughed at him. But I'd like to tell you what the Bible said she said, but I won't do it. She laughed at him. Don't laugh at God's promises. Believe them. They'll work. They'll work. They've worked in the past, and they'll work today.
Right.
And as sure as I'm standing here, that old couple had a child.
Right.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
What was his name?
Isaac.
Sure. He was a child of promise. God promised him and God gave him. Amen. In these people's old age.
That's
But to make a long story short, after this boy grew up into this family and was a good-sized boy, I know they loved him dearly, and they were so happy that God had given them this boy. God told Abraham one day, I want you to take Isaac to yonder's mountain and sacrifice him to me. Oh, my God. We've heard this story all of our life, but I don't think it's ever hit us. What in the world would you do if God tell you to take your son, your only son, and take him to yonder's mountain and sacrifice? A lot of us say we got faith in God, but I hope he never puts us to that kind of a test. Think about it. You know what? You know what that old man told the servant? Get the camels ready. Get the donkeys ready. Put wood on the donkeys. Get everything prepared. We've got to go yonder and worship.
Hallelujah.
Under those circumstances, how could you go worship? That's what Abraham said. We're going to yonder's mountain, and we're going to worship at the Lord. Give you some faith, and you can worship your God.
Praise God. My Lord, my Lord.
Live up, you little outfit. I can't go tonight. I almost lost one poor guy here tonight. He got tired. Amen. I was with you all day long. You're my young man. I couldn't talk. Amen. Let's go to church.
Gotta get up early in the morning.
Oh, gotta get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, hey, you can sit around my corn with her. How you got any shoes for her? Amen. Get up to fit. Mine will flip on and off. They feel so good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna go back. Dear God, get a hold of us.
Amen. I didn't tell him a thing, but I did.
Amen. Amen. You know, we've got the people that walk by feeling. Instead of faith.
Right.
Well, we're not going to make it by feeling.
Right.
We're going to make it by faith. Faith in his people.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
This is the greatest church that ever was in the history of the ages.
Right.
I thank God for it.
Yes.
It is a shelter in the time of sorrow for me.
Yes.
The reason it is because Jesus is the head of it. And I love it. I love it. I love it.
Lord.
I love it.
Lord.
I thank God for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We can't walk by feeling.
Let's keep moving. Keep going.
All right. We've got to go by faith. My Lord, I'll knock that off.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We got to go by faith.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Whether you believe it or not, there's going to be many times in your life that you're going to have to go by faith.
Right.
Hallelujah. Father, when Abraham and his son got to the foot of this mountain, he told the servants to stay there with the animals.
Oh.
Isaac and I will go yonder.
Yeah.
They climbed that mountain.
Yeah.
They got up to the top of that mountain. Dear God.
Oh, God.
Brother Robinson, imagine the feeling. I know he loved that boy. He almost worshipped that boy. But that boy did not come first. His God was first. God said, you go offer him as a sacrifice, and Abraham was on his way.
Yes,
sir.
Glory.
He got up on top of that mountain. That old man got some stones together. He built an altar.
Oh.
After he built that altar, he put the wood upon top of the altar. Isaac looked to his dear old daddy, and he loved that daddy.
Yeah.
He said, Dad, where is the sacrifice?
Oh.
Listen to faith. Listen to faith.
Yeah.
All Abraham said to Isaac, the Lord will provide.
Yeah.
You think that wasn't faith talking? You don't know what you're talking about.
You're
that old man knew what he was going to do.
Yeah.
And he looked around. Still, there was no sacrifice. That old man bound that boy and laid him upon that altar. Down in his heart, he believed that God would provide.
Yeah.
Somewhere in his clothes, he come out with a dagger. And he came back with that dagger with the intent of taking that boy's life. But thank God, in the nick of time, the angel stayed his hand. Hallelujah! And back in the bushes, there was a little noise. And there was a ram with his horns caught. God did provide. Brother, I want you to know faith is what brought that old man through.
Hallelujah.
You know what Paul said in Hebrews? He said, we are blessed with faithful Abraham.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God give us faith. God give us unfinished faith. That we'll put our faith and our trust and our confidence in God.
Right.
He'll pay off.
That's right.
Amen. We've come this far by faith.
Hallelujah.
I want to make it the rest of the way, don't you?
Yes.
I remember several years ago when we started out from this city. After we had tried to prove ourselves in the church. Amen. Over here on 8th Street. Felt the burden of God in my heart to try to preach. And I knew then, as well as I know today, that there are men that are more capable than I. But some of them that was more capable didn't seem to want to go, so I felt that urge to go.
Hallelujah.
We borrowed a guitar and a dozen songbooks, and we took off walking. Walked over here to Alltimer. Our first church was out under two big oak trees, with a clothesline strung between the two trees, and Coleman Lanners hung up there. Amen. Tough little old town. My Lord, it's some of the meanest boys there. You don't have no mean boys in this city like was there. One of them was the sheriff's son. He come over the first night after we got everything all set up. He said, preacher, can I say a word before you get the service started? I said, yes, sir. He had a great big old rough looking guy, had a great big old pistol hanging way down on his hip. He got up, he said, now look here, fellas, this preacher's come to this town to have a revival. And he said, I want law and order. He said, any of you mean boys, and he said, I'm talking to mine too. Gives this preacher into trouble, all he's got to do is just give me his name, and I'll put you in a calaboose till this revival's over. I don't care if he stays here all summer. I didn't have no trouble with no boys. Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. It's been a long time since then. Amen. All those routes and those trials and those tests have not been rosy and good and all of that. But anyway, God has been good. And through faith in His marvelous name and His marvelous word, He has brought us through. And I thank God for it. He'll take us the rest of the way, won't He?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We've got to have faith. He said, above all, above all, take the shield of faith.
Right.
Wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Hallelujah to God.
The devil is shooting at us today.
He is.
The devil hates us today.
He does.
Because we love Jesus, and we love His Word, and we love the name of Jesus.
Oh, right.
We believe in all-time religion, all-time salvation. That'll cleanse you and make you new and make you clean and make you pure. Amen. The devil don't like that. Amen. He's tickled pink with these churches and these organizations. Amen. That live in sin and act like the devil.
Yeah.
I remember one time several years ago in Marion, Illinois, we was putting on a visitation program. We set the city off in blocks and we assigned each one so many blocks. Now, you don't miss a door. So I took my section, and I happened to notice in my section there were some liquor stores and beer joints, and some of the folks said, Brother Ainsley, when you get to them, what you going to do? I said, I'm going right in every last one of them. There are men in there that's got eternal souls, and I'm going to knock on their door. I'm going to go in there and present them a tract and give them an invitation to our church. So help me God, when I got to the first package store, there's a nice-looking gentleman running that package store. He belonged to one of the first churches uptown. Yeah. Amen. And he seemed startled that I came in there and invited him to church. He said, you mean you want a man to come to your church in this kind of business? I said, yes, sir. You come and get what we preach about, you'll change your business.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
I believe it.
I believe it.
You know what this fellow said?
He said, you know what, preacher? You notice I've got a drive around the back and a back window that I service a lot of accounts with. And he said, I had to put that back there for church people. That was a shame to come in the front door. I had to put them a window in the back where they drive around the back. And he said, if I didn't have their business, I'd have to go out of business.
My Lord. Thank
you, now, the devil laughs at church folks like that.
That's right.
My Lord, there are a lot of preachers used to have holiness in their manners. Now their church allows their preachers to take drinks. Amen. Christmas time. Our Lord's birthday.
Oh.
Amen. And all that business. What in the world we have? Where are we going?
Uh-huh.
We're living in this wicked age and wicked day that we're in today.
Yeah.
But brother, God, give us faith in the Lord and His Word.
Right.
And our God is going to take us through. If you didn't but know it, the non-church world, amen, is really against this church because of its doctrine and what it preaches. And it is not our doctrine, but it's the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ
right.
and His holy name.
Right.
So they're set against us. And they're going to bring great havoc towards you if you haven't got unfinished faith in God.
Amen. Praise God.
But the Lord can take you through.
He can and He will. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. I believe that.
Hallelujah.
I read a story of a man that was horribly persecuted as a Christian in one of the communist-dominated countries. They put that man through such torture. Torture that you wouldn't believe that human beings would place upon a living soul. But they put this man through it, according to his book. And after he had gone through so much that he felt like he couldn't stand anymore, he prayed and he looked to God. And he said, it felt like a warm spirit just came over him, just like warm milk covering his body. And then as they beat and as they punished, he couldn't feel the pain. Isn't that beautiful? I believe our God is that kind of a God. When you've stood all that you can stand, He'll give you power to stand the rest of the way. After that man suffered these many pains for years, he has been liberated and set free and is going about doing good for the name of Jesus Christ. I know my God is still on the throne today. It's a well picture. If we're going to have to suffer for the name of Jesus, I don't think I'll be a Christian. Let me tell you, the very worst day of a Christian is better than the best day of a sinner. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I don't care if they drag us through the streets of Pine Bluff, Arkansas by our heels. Amen. That'll be nothing compared with the suffering that'll be in hellfire and brimstone. I don't want to go to that place. In fact, it's not prepared, amen, for people. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. But because people will not have faith in God and His Word, hell's mouth is having to be enlarged to consume the multitudes that's going in.
God, oh God.
Don't go, friend. You don't have to go.
Amen.
I think of Paul. Paul was a man that thought he was right one day.
Uh-huh.
He was an educated man. He had received his instructions at the feet of Gamaliel.
Right.
He sat on the Sanhedrin court, the highest court of the land of that day. He was highly educated. And he was a Pharisee of the strictest sect. He was a seed of Abraham. Everything was in his favor.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He thought he was right religiously, so he was putting the saints to death. But on the road to Damascus, God struck him to the earth.
Oh, God.
And when he looked up, he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord Jehovah said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest, and it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Get on the street that's called straight, and it'll be told you there what you must do.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ananias came over and laid his hands on him, prayed for him. Scales as it was fell from his eyes. He received the Holy Ghost and was baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus. And he talked in other tongues. And the next thing we heard from him, he is preaching that Jesus was the Christ.
Right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now after this, Paul got into a lot of trouble. They whipped him with many stripes. They stoned him and left him as dead. He was shipwrecked. He was destitute. He was hungry. He was cold. and all of those things, but none of that never got his victory.
All right. Hallelujah.
One time they were talking about the beautiful name of Jesus, preaching it to these people. Him and old Silas and the guards came out, the soldiers came out, arrested them and put them in jail. My Lord, they wasn't satisfied just locking them behind our bars. They put them in an inner prison and put them in stocks. How many know what stocks are? I think you do. That's the thing to open up, you stick your hands and your head in and your feet in. You're sitting there on a little stoop. My Lord, Brother Rutledge, wouldn't we got feeling sorry for ourselves?
Yeah.
We said, my Lord, what am I doing in this place? I ain't done nothing to deserve this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bawl, just like a baby. I'm going to boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Paul and Silas didn't do that.
No.
He got to thinking about what a self-righteous Pharisee he was, how merciful God was to him to strike him down on that road to Damascus, and how the Lord saved him when he thought he was right. All the time he was as lost as a goose in a hailstorm. Amen! What did he do? He didn't sing the blues. He got to singing a good old song.
Hallelujah. Amen. You're preaching. Uh-huh.
Didn't he do it? You know I'm telling you the truth. He did it.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. They begin to sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He could have complained, oh, my back's are killing me. All these stocks are breaking my neck. My arms are hurting, I'm cramping. But he didn't do it. By faith, he was worshiping God, and he forgot about his back.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know their worship and their praise touched the throne of God. God sent Gabriel down there faster than lightning, and he struck that jail, and those doors opened, those stocks opened. Amen! And the jailer was going to kill himself. Paul said, do yourself no harm. We're all here.
We're all here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Faith did that. Faith did that. Faith did that. Hallelujah to God. Faith worked miracles for us. But a lot of us, we get right up to the point where God's going to get a lot of glory and then we give up. Don't do it. Oh, Lord, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. My Lord. That's where the glory's coming. Oh, Paul, Silas, amen. This old jailer run fell at his feet. He wanted to know what to do to be saved. Paul told him, believe with all of his heart. And a lot of these people in this city say, see, I told you had to do. He said, arise, and we're going to have baptized here at midnight. He took them out that very night, baptized them in Jesus' name. I believe they received the Holy Ghost. Didn't say it there, but it did a little further on over. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They had a time. Amen. But God still works just like that today. He works like that today. What our God wants to see of us is stalwarts. My, that'll stand for God through thick and through thin. Amen. 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 There was an experience that happened at home not long ago. It came to me in some of my visitation. There was a man said, I had my eye on one of the fellows of your church. Amen. He just about had me convinced with his life. All of a sudden, that man made a mistake. And it washed all of that out with that fellow. We'll be lucky if we ever get that man in our church because somebody failed him. Amen. Let's don't do it. There are people out there that you visit with, Brother and Sister Rutledge will never meet. There are people that you work with, Brother and Sister Rutledge will never meet. There are people that you live next door to that no doubt these officials of this church will never meet. But I want you to know those people are sincerely watching your life.
Hallelujah.
Your epistles to be read of all men. And as they read your life, let them find nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was a fine businessman came in Brother Roden's Butch's church when he was pastor at Cutler, Illinois. And he told me about this. This was a young boy, 18-year-old boy. Regardless of weather conditions and up in that part of the country, sometimes it's horrible. But this boy went by this man's house with his Bible under his arm. Where was he going? He's going to prayer meeting. He's going to midweek service. If there was a revival, he was there every night. Amen. Sunday morning he was there. Sunday night he was there. A lot of times this boy, 18-year-old, I better say young man, 18-year-old young man would pass by. He'd greet this man. He'd say, come and go to church with me. This man finally came to church one night. And after going to church, he went to the altar and sought and found God. When it was all over with, Brother Rodenbusch was talking to him. He said, Brother Rodenbusch, I like you as a man. I like you as a minister. But he said, it wasn't your preaching that got me to God. It wasn't the singing of the choir of this church that got me to God. But they said it was this young man, and he pointed him out. He said it was him that won me to God. Finally, that boy was so faithful, I could set my watch by him going to church. His faith in God, his faith in your church, and his faith in the Word of God caused my curiosity to get stirred. I followed him to church one night, and I found the Lord. People are watching you. They're watching you. Amen. Amen. Let's stand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. God, help us to stand. Help us to stand. I remember a few years ago when I was working out here at the Pine Bluff Arsenal, I had a job of checking all the inspectors, superintendents, the men that was out in the field. One day I was over in a certain area where there was some men taking welders' tests. And these looked like good family men. They looked like that to me. I observed some of them as they took these pieces of steel and welded them together. They brought them back into the inspector's shack. There they were laid out. Just a nice piece of steel with this well right in the center. I saw these inspectors put these things in a vise-like thing, and they put a hydraulic jack right in them, right where that well was. They started jacking that thing. They was jacking it until they bent that piece of steel just like a horseshoe, and they bent it right where that well was. I watched those welders as they stood by, and they would just wipe the sweat from their brow. Brother Rabbit, those welders weren't working. They had already done the work. They was watching their work be tested. There he was, thinking about, no doubt he said in his mind, dear God, make this thing hold. I got a wife and children I got to feed. I got to have this job. So he'd reach up and he'd wipe some more sweat. Did you know one of those wells broke right in the very place where that man welded? One piece of steel went one way and one went another. The inspector turned around to this man and said, I'm sorry, you don't get the job. But this other fellow that was standing there sweating so while his was being tested. They bent that thing into a complete horseshoe. And as the welder took it, the inspector took it out of this vice-like thing, picked it up, looked at it, turned it over and over. There was no way you could find a crack right in that well. He'd done a perfect job. He said, you've got the job. Hello. I'll tell you what, our God's going to have some tried, true people to take to that beautiful place that He's going to prepare. Hallelujah! I want to be in that number. After Paul had gone to Rome, they had decided to chop his neck off, his head off. No doubt they put that black stocking over his head and was leading him to Nero's chop block. Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me. Not me only, but to all that love is appearing. Friends, we've got something to look forward to and to work for. Let's keep that shield of faith up and believe and trust in our God. He'll take you through. He'll take you through. He'll take you through. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Oh God, tonight we are here because we love you. We're here tonight because you loved us and gave your life for us. Oh Lord, you you brought us through a lot, but you'll take us the rest of the way. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. You know the need of every heart and the need of every life in this building tonight. God, are there those that are going through severe trial and test? God, have your way and bless them, we pray. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Let me do this tonight, will you? Let me do this. No doubt there's some of you here in this audience tonight that are going through some of the most severe trials and tests that you've ever undergone in all of your life. Amen. You realize that you're just about ready to crumble. You're about ready to go under. You no doubt have talked to Brother Rutledge about it. He's helped you pray, and others are helping you pray. Listen, friend, there is one here tonight that loves you, and that's our God.
Yes.
Amen. We've got to have that faith in the Lord and in His Word, and He'll give you victory. Victory. And if you're going through some severe test or trial that seems to be getting the best of you, would you just come and kneel around this altar? Now let's talk to God tonight. Would you do it? The church has got to have victory to bring about revival. Your pastor just announced a revival tonight. But you can't be a blessing to this church when you don't have victory in your heart and in your life. Would you come and let's pray tonight? Anyone. God knows your heart. This won't signify a thing but that you're just calling on the Lord and that you need God. You need God's help and you need God's blessing. You need God's power. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. If you can't get up to the altar, kneel behind them and let's pray. Find a place to kneel and let's pray tonight and call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.